Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the price seat to our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting in the NFL, week two came to a close with the Bucs beating the Texans 20-19, and the Chargers took down the Raiders 20-9. Week three begins on Thursday with the Dolphins heading to Buffalo. Over to the Marlins, who will be in Colorado tonight to begin a three-game series. Tonight's first pitch is at 8:40 from Coors Field. And to Inter Miami, who will host Seattle tonight, kickoff is at 7:30. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Right, this is it's a pretty open-ended question, but how would you define the culture inside of this building?
How would I define the culture inside the building? I think there's a locker room full of connected people that are they say we do is kind of our mantra, but we do work to produce results, and we fearlessly attack things that we fail at. So as far as defining the culture, I think people are mostly responsible who you are working with and the direction they're going in. And I feel like we have a unified locker room and a unified really team, that, you know, it's one of the things that, failure provides an opportunity to, see that with transparency. It's not as gray as everyone going in the same direction. A lot of times when people are, when you experience collective, failure, or you lose a game or two games, you get to see exactly what type of culture you have based upon how people respond. So it's one of the reasons I focus on response so much, because to me, that's all really life is, and teams are, and cultures are.
That was Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins and NFL analyst for A to Z Sports. Hey, Kyle, I got an idea. The next time he's asked about culture, just leave it alone. Just don't do whatever that he just said. Don't do that again. They're just let it go.
So I think the thing for me is we spent all offseason talking about it, and I know you and I believe on this program talked about, like, we're tired of hearing about the culture talk, right? And here we are after two games, and the they talk, we do mantra, you don't really have anything to show for right now, because there wasn't a whole lot of doing in week one. And I think there was a better response in week two. But at the end of that game, it's all the same procedural issues that you've had for years reared their ugly head and really didn't give you, took away your best chance to win that football game in a game that you really needed to win.
I know that frustrated you the most was the last two possessions and the delay of game. I mean, listen, delay of game. There's just no excuse for that. The false starts. I think you're trying to speed things up because you're not sure you want to get on the ball. So, and the clock's running down, it seems like, to zero just about every friggin' play sometimes. Personnel, wrong personnel in the game. That was your biggest pet peeve, especially during those last two drives, obviously.
I mean, the biggest thing for me, Joe, is you think Devon Achane scores, the officials huddle, he steps out of bounds and then proceeds to run into the end zone. There's an officiating huddle. They talk about it. They really stepped out of bounds, so they have to move the ball back and set the ball again. And then they put time back on the clock, and you had two tries to get a playoff and took two procedural penalties between that stoppage of play when you thought he scored a touchdown when you next snapped the football and took a snap. It was first and 20. Like that to me, and you can see they break the huddle with 12. And Tua realizes it, and he has to pull everybody back in and wait for the one guy to run all the way off the field. And that's the kind of stuff that just – I really don't have an explanation for it. And I know Mike said on Monday that he met with his staff, and they resolved that. But did it really take this long and this much of a visible issue for you to fix it? It just makes you want to pull your hair out.
Yeah. No, it was very frustrating, especially like all that time you spend together on the teaching. Maybe we need to go over assignments and groups for different plays. And I'm with you. Don't know exactly what happened there. By the way, the offensive line, getting a lot of heat. How'd those guys play overall?
They did not have a very strong performance, in my opinion, against New England. I thought both the guards really had their hands full with Christian Barmore and Milton Williams from New England. And you give credit to those. Those are two good football players.
Yep.
Patriots. But Jonas Savainaya, Keon Smith, I thought both of those guys really had their hands full. There was a lot of pressure, a lot of collapsed pockets, a lot of chaos that was, you know, if you just have anchor, right? If you're able to shoot your hands and create some generation of stun and then get your hips down, you should be able to anchor a little bit more than I think what you saw on those reps. And it's, you know, Milton Williams is a twitchy guy. So there's a twitch, and then he's built low. He's not a super tall guy. So he's compact and can play under your pads. And it was a bad mix. And, you know, they really, I think, tried their best to kind of mitigate as best they can. I thought Patrick Paul had a sturdy game. I thought Aaron Brewer didn't play his best game, but I didn't perceive him to be part of the problem with the execution up front. Larry Borum had the very visible sack that was given up by a really nice pass rush counter by Harold Landry. But, you know, I'd have put him third on the list as far as best performers on that line. And those two guard spots I thought were really problematic, and it really hurt you down the stretch.
All right. So this leads to the next one. Do they make a change? They've got Cole Strange there. They got Brunskill. You see either one of those guys playing? And Kendall Lamb, do you see him getting some time at tackle?
So this is where I
it's okay.
I could see it going both ways, and here's why. You made the personnel moves, and you brought in guys like James Daniels and Larry Borum as the swing tackle, because when Austin Jackson went out last year, your run game totally went up in smoke and disappeared because Kendall's a better pass protector than he is a run blocker. How many called run plays do we have in the first two games because you can't get a stop on defense and you're down two possessions by the second time you touch the football?
Yeah.
So it's like what I think you wanted to do, and the appeal of why you brought some of these guys in, is to be a more balanced team and run the ball. And you're not getting stops. You're not moving the ball early in games. And now you're passing the ball. And Devon Achane finishes with 11 carries and Ollie Gordon has one. And as far as the guard spot with Keon Smith, I'd have played Daniel Brunskill regardless, but that's just my opinion. They have their own assessment of it. And if your argument was Keon Smith, it's because he's a more dynamic people mover in the run game, but you're not running the ball because of the scoreboard and the possessions. So I don't have a good answer. I would probably not expect anything to change just because it kind of felt like their internal assessments of those guys has been what it is, and they're going to roll with it.
Got to ask you, Tua Tagovailoa, 26-32, 300-yard game, 2 touchdowns, a pick, 5 sacks. To me, he just doesn't look – something's off with him. And maybe you see it differently. What'd you see from Tua? What'd you think?
So, a couple things. I thought he played significantly better than what he did against
the Yes, Jets. No question, yes.
With that also said, I think the end game sequence, you know, the quarterbacks that are getting paid like Tua, you want them to put the cape on at the end of the game and make the plays regardless of if you have first and 20 because your offense can't get the personnel on the field and you run out of time with the play call, all that kind of stuff. So that was, I think, the most disappointing part of it for me. But as far as how he looks, I think there's a lot of times where it feels like his feet are off. And he talked about that in the first week about his feet trying to guide him to progressions. But there's a lot of times where it feels like his feet aren't, his lower half isn't in the ground. And we don't have a lot of natural torque with the upper body stroke anyway. So I felt like there's a little less RPMs on the ball in that regard. And it doesn't look like he bulked up like what he did in 23, but I don't see the same kind of, he's never been a twitchy guy, but there's been like that slipperiness. And I don't see that
yes.
part of it.
That's a good point. That's a good one where he's in that pocket and starts looking and you're like, uh-oh, this is about to get ugly. And I just have never seen him underthrow Hill by so much. Usually he got a good idea where his arm is and gets the ball out in front. The 2 years actually, he got the ball out in front, did a great job. And I mean, I appreciate he talking about underthrow and let your guy come back. But man, if he hits that guy in stride, that's a touchdown. That's not 3 points that they end up getting. That's 7. And the other one overthrowing him after the guy behind him had slipped down a crossing route later in the game to Hill. It just looks off a little bit right now.
Yeah, I think that miss late in the game was the one that I took exception to because that was like the miss that he had, different route, but the miss he had early against the Colts where he sailed the throw that was intercepted by Cam Bynum. It's like, we've seen you drive that throw a bunch of times.
Yeah.
As far as the deep shot one, you know, he did have some pressure where he was sliding to his left, and I thought Mike McDaniel did make a legitimate point on Monday talking about within the timing of the play, if he doesn't have to move his launch point and he gets to the top of the drop, whether it's with a hitch or without a hitch, that ball can come out and you can get it up and down probably
right
10 yards further, less downfield. So you don't have to really feel like you heave it, but it felt like he knew it wasn't on time in the construct of the play. So he had to try to muscle it down there. And that led to the big sky 10 time throw that Tyreek had to make the adjustment on. So I think some of that play in particular, that club we know is just not really in his bag if it's outside of structure. But then I think it was also compounded by how he had to move laterally to buy a little time.
I wanted to ask you about the defensive side of the ball, about a couple of guys. Hey, I got no problem with all the young guys, even if they're taking their lumps a little bit, the growing pains of young guys. Jordan Phillips, I want to see those guys play as much as possible. I'm not giving up on any of them. I love seeing them out there. But do we got to find Willie Gay some playing time? I know he hadn't played a lot, but, man, it just looks like I know he's loyal to his veteran starters, but Willie Gay just looks like he's earned some more playing time, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's out there for 3 plays on defense and made 2 plays on 3 opportunities after week one. Didn't play at all on defense, so – I think the thing I'm confused with that one is we heard all camp about how good Willie was.
Yeah, every day.
I don't believe Willie ever got like the orange jersey for like the practice player of the week either, or the practice player of the day. So now it's like rave reviews for Willie and his energy and what he brings. And now you're 2 games in and the playing time's not there, in addition to kind of their traditional training camp recognition of guys that are really standing out. I don't know what the deal is there, but yeah, I think you're looking for sparks on defense. I think the back seven is continuing to be a work in progress. And what of the guys that are starting in the secondary, you got a rookie nickel who's was moved there week two of the preseason. You got a safety that's tying it all together that came in after June or July 1st because he got traded from Pittsburgh. You got a starting corner that signed the first week of September. You got another starting corner that signed the first week in August. It's like the whole, for all the continuity on defense, you don't have any continuity on the secondary, and all those guys are new. So you're looking for guys that I think can give you a spark and really win the early downs. You know, they have over half of their third downs on defense this year, Joe, are 3 yards or less for the line of the game. And they're giving up 80% of them. That's unsustainable. You're not putting yourself in position to be successful. So, yeah, if a team comes out with two tight ends or the team comes out in 21 personnel and you want to play base defense, get Willie Gay out on the field, right? I would rather see him taking some of these zone drops than I think the biggest exception I've had with kind of defensively the way the scheme has played out, other than we need everybody to be tied together and kind of process things faster and space things more consistently, the structure of the scheme, I see a lot of Jalen Phillips dropping off in coverage, right? And I'd rather have Willie Gay taking some of those reps on early downs, and he has historically had some opportunities to play out on the edge. So, yeah, I think that's a thing I would be continuing to tinker with if I'm Anthony Weaver.
Who's the second best safety besides Minka right now on this team for you of the group? They rotating a lot of guys playing in there.
I think it's Dante Trader, to be honest, the rookie safety. He had a missed tackle on the Patriots were backed up, had a screen pass. I think it was 3rd and 13. They got 14 yards. He had a missed tackle down there, but he's sharp and he's physical. And I look at if he's banged up right now anyway, but I just see a little bit more confidence with Trader and a little bit more aggressiveness with Trader. So I think that's the player that I think I would be continuing in the same light of what you just got done talking about with the guys on the defensive line and let those guys maybe take some lumps, but let's play them. Like I'm really interested in continuing to see a larger work share for Trader on defense.
Hey, by the way, before I let you go, it was good to see Tyreek Hill, Waddle, and Devon Achane all have good games together, man. It'd been a while since we'd seen some production like that. So it was, that was some good news coming out. And I know it came, you come up short. You're still trying to figure this thing out. I guess the Bills just try to run it down our throat, mix in some passes, short passing game that they're pretty good at. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think I would expect a heavy dose of run in this game. And, you know, if they want to hit you with a play action haymaker, you know, this might be, I think with all the new, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they look for some explosive plays from you, and you're going to have to really be up to the task. And that pressure is going to be on those guys on the outside, I think, because I think Miami's response will be to be a little bit more cloudy and have more bodies in the box for the run game that the Bills are capable of putting out there, and see how it goes.
Hey, of all the stuff you're putting out there right now, and put some great stuff out there, you got a lot of people follow you. What seems to be the number one thing you're hearing from the fan base?
Frustration. And I know that's not a surprise. I know you guys have it too. And it's, I think everybody should be frustrated. And I think the thing that I have fun with doing through the content in a time like this, when it feels like this, is I want to be mad, but I also want to be fair. So I want to know who to be mad at for what. And it's that compartmentalization of like, hey, this went wrong and this is why, and this is how it could change, and this is what needs to change. And I think that's where everybody talks about top down. And I think there's merit to that conversation about the football operation from the top down. Right.
Yeah.
But knowing where the missteps were and knowing what's fixable, what's not, what your options are, that's kind of what everybody's kind of lost on right now. So that's kind of what I'm trying to work through on a week by week basis until they do make whatever changes do or do not come throughout the course of the season.
Kyle, thank you, man. I appreciate it. A lot of good stuff today. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
course, you know.
All right. Hang in there. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins, NFL analyst for A to Z Sports. Hey, I want to take a second, something even more serious, a lot more serious. Dr. Barry and his staff at Recovery Unplugged, the work they're doing is fantastic. Boy, Dr. Barry's been through it himself, knows a thing or two. And I just want to say to all guys out there on a serious note, if you're just a little off the road right now, find yourself drinking too much, going through some hard times, you know, it's really messed with your head a little bit, whether it's going through a shaky relationship or you got some job problems right now. Listen, man, I'd love to tell everybody we got some game-changing stuff for you that can happen for you, and it could be your mental health, and we want to get it taken care of. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team and innovative treatments that they have for you, like ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs a winning strategy, call 954-737-4508. They've seen it all. Visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to the guys that I've talked to today is that our focus is super clear and it's pretty obvious. Thursday night games are, you know, after a loss that they can be a blessing because you have no time to think about anything else. And quite literally, you know, I kind of paint a picture that I think they, the team is, you know, understanding is that every moment that you're spend not preparing, that you spend thinking about anything but the opponent is going to serve you in the worst. So I think it's extremely important that the guys are solely focused, as I am, on the Bills and nothing else, because that's all that does matter. And truth be told, that's the formula for week three every year, regardless of your record.
All right, Mike McDaniel from yesterday, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, asked a zillion questions about moving forward and the culture and everything else. Listen, this I never heard culture when I was growing up at all. I never remember hearing culture. The old school coaches were the culture. They brought it with them on how it was going to be, and it was going to be their way. And I know times have changed, man. I can see from the way I was raised and the way I've raised my kids completely different. I don't know about how many of you have stuck with the same old school program, but I went from getting smacked all the time and because I was a knucklehead. And my kids, I don't think any of them have ever been spanked. Not once. So, you know, it's just different time. Different time. You know, we didn't have any money growing up. We knew it. And had a great upbringing. It was great. Didn't need all the stuff. Today, our kids need something. I'm guilty. And if I'm not guilty, my wife's guilty. Making sure our kids get what they want. Sometimes to a fault. And I think the coaching thing, not everybody, but the coaching has changed. A lot more positive reinforcement. Even in critiques, they're a lot softer now than they used to be. And again, I know not everybody. And I know the Don Shula thing. I get it. I do. I know it's a different time. I understand. 40, 50 years different. Kids used to get spanked. You'd kick them out of school. Now you got to be careful how you talk to them. School teachers got a tough job. And, you know, so, you know, I grew up, respect police, respect teachers, respect coaches, even if they're not very good. You signed up to play. You're going to play for them, and you'll suck it up. Because I remember when I was a young guy, I had a coach. He was terrible. I didn't like him. And I came home complaining. I said, my dad said, you'll play for him. I wanted to come home from Cal, and he said, you're staying. And now you can transfer 100 times. Now you don't have to run back to junior college and then go back to school somewhere. No, that's a lot different. So, man, I get it's different. I don't know exactly how hard Mike has been the last 2 weeks on these guys coming back. I have no idea. I do think they all like him a lot. I do. I hope they all like him for the right reason. Because we've had more than one guy go, I like when I make a mistake that he doesn't beat me up about it. It's a real positive critique. And I go, okay. And I get that's, there's a couple coaches here right, that aren't here right now. They're on Mike's staff. In my opinion, they didn't buy into the whole thing completely. And I think there's another coach who wanted out of here because he didn't buy into Mike's style. And he's a coordinator for the Eagles. And that, you know, again, you know, it's one thing to probably think it's going to happen. Then you get here and you're going, wait, are you kidding me? You're patting a guy in the back? And so, and there's been a couple of guys that played for the Miami Dolphins, in my opinion, would be here if they didn't do tough love on some of their players. And Mike didn't like their style, and it explained how we coach guys here. And one thing is, it's got to be positive reinforcement behind it, whatever the message is. We know you can do it. We know you can do it better. I'm curious this week if he makes any changes on the offensive line. I am not Savannah. No, he's staying. He's second-round pick. He's only going to get better. I know. And by the way, we knew there was going to be some growing pains. I'm not touching 72 at left guard. Stay right there between Patrick Paul and Aaron Brewer. I'm curious about Keon Smith. Never been a big Keon Smith fan to think that he's that good to play, especially if you got other guys. I am curious this week to see if they put somebody else in there. Larry Borum, till the end of the game, I thought he was okay, but Kendall Lamb is a really good, he's really good pass protector, really good. That was his thing. His thing is he can pass protect. He's been around. So those will be interesting. The other one I haven't talked about today that I have beaten up on shows here is Darren Waller might be out for a third straight week. And he's on the 53-man roster. So
can we make this the last week we discuss him?
Well, what are we doing?
You know what the situation is.
So are we trying to save face right now? Are we just trying to get something out of him later? It doesn't matter when. We're going to keep him around. it is amazing because a lot of people, when he was signed, said, you know, this is not going to work. And I didn't know. I had no idea he was going to miss all of camp. I had no idea. I'm still not sure if they're bring him, because I don't know if they told us the truth. They said they're going to bring him along slowly. Mm-hmm. This is pretty slow, Woody.
How about whoever's idea was to sign him? Why don't they pay his contract?
Yeah, why don't? Well, that's a good point.
Instead of making Stephen Ross do, why don't you guys? Why don't whoever's great idea this?
We'll call it the Odell, although it started long before Odell. But what'd you think, man? What'd you think? But this
Odell
one
had more of a shot to play.
Yeah,
this
Odell actually did have 35 catches for 500 yards a year before, and of course, I was all aboard.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm not bringing that up.
But this guy had been out of football and now misses another year, and this all happened in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back when he and Frank Smith were together in Vegas and having great years together, and you start to go, you know, that was 4 or 5 years ago. That wasn't just recent. That was 4 or 5 years ago. And then on top of that, you threw in a 6-round pick. I thought we value our picks. You didn't throw in a 7. You threw in a 6. So anyway, I just wanted to.
Well, it would have been nice to have Jonnu Smith out there.
Nah, they weren't going to pay the extra money. I don't think Jonnu was a problem. I just think once he wanted the extra money. I've heard some people, Jonnu, once everybody realized they're gone.
You can't get rid of every player that's a problem.
Yeah, when they leave. I agree. That doesn't make him a bad guy going out the door if a guy has a con. Listen, Raheem Mostert said some things about Mike and loyalty and all that stuff. I think Raheem was a really good leader. I happen to really like the guy. I got nothing bad to say about him. But when guys leave and they're hurt and they want to be here, they're going to say things. I don't think it happens just here. I think it happens a lot of places. All right, we got to go to
break.
Seemed
like Jonnu wanted to be here from.
He made it clear he wanted to be here, but yeah. he said, hey.
He deserved to get paid.
I need to get a little bit more money. I need to catch up with some of the other tight ends. And if you can't do it, please find someone that can. Anyway, we'll go to a quick break here. We've got a lot more coming up here. Like I said, we're going to be checking in on the Buffalo Bills. Eric Wood, Bills radio analyst, will join us, former first-round pick and center for the Buffalo Bills as well. He'll be joining us early 9 o'clock hour. Baptist Health South Florida, I can't tell you enough great things about all the programs they have. Hey, they're all over South Florida. You know that. But I like talking about their sports medicine program they have put together for all of us weekend warriors, our kids that are playing sports 4 or 5 hours a day, playing one sport. One thing's for sure, sooner or later, if we're competitive in team or individual sports, we're going to get injured. And when you do, people always ask me, where do the pros go? First thing out of everybody's mouth, I go enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, and FAU sports. All use the great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida. Not just team doctors with them all the time, but those specialists, those great specialists they put together. You can't be a top sports medicine program unless you got some of the best for every part of the body. Anything to do with the knee, we got 5 or 6 top-notch doctors. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement doctors, and now Achilles doctors. They've seen it all, man. They've seen it all. They know how to fix you. They're covering all of Dade and Broward and even Palm Beach County with 3 great locations. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. Nice little secret going on right there. That place is nice. 595 and Pine Island in Plantation, Broward County. So easy to get to. So easy to get to. All you got to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day about getting you healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Man, I hope everybody's doing a little bit better, man. I get it. Listen, that was rough, and first week was, you know, shocking how bad we were. Then last week, you're going, we got these guys. Good shape. Get a 74-yard punt return touchdown. You're thinking, we got them. That did it right there, man. Malik Washington's great individual effort, couple of spins, just gorgeous play. Could be the best play we'll see all year. It was that good. And you're thinking, all right, that did it. Now let's get to work, finish this thing off, get out of here. And no. Didn't go that way. Kickoff return on special. We've been bragging about special teams, and what do? They give up a kickoff return touchdown. And all of a sudden, right back, Big Mo just went right out the window, right out of the top of the stadium, just left. And next thing you know, you're in a dogfight at the end of the game. You get a stop, force him into a field goal after you throw an interception. And then you come back, get the ball down to the 26-yard line, the minute and change left, and you end up going sack, sack. With a lot of miscommunication going on, to put it nicely, or dysfunction, whichever word you want to use, where a quarterback and personnel and the head coach aren't on the same page. Said it's been taken care of, though, for this week. It better be, because that place is going to be loud, and there ain't going to be a lot of Dolphin fans at that place. I can promise you that. That place is going to have a bunch of guys with their shirts off, maybe a few women with their shirts off, in the little party before jumping off tables. That's their big thing. They jump off these tables and smash them and go down. I never quite understood that. That'd be a lot of beer or a lot of shots to jump off a car onto a table and watch it crash.
Be really thrilling, though, if we turned on the game and, you know, they showed footage of the parking lot and they showed you.
Out there?
Yeah, getting after it.
Boy. Woody, I may have to stay, though. My back is so bad right now, and that might not be a good sight. And the other thing is, like, you tell everybody, and guys are, I don't like their fans there. They've been flipping us off and throwing stuff at the buses, apparently, since the 70s. That's been going on for a long time. That's nothing new.
They seem like good fans, though.
No, they're great fans. They got a great fan base. By the way, Buffalo, too. You go to games other places, they're coming out of the woodwork. They're everywhere now. Buffalo's got a nice little fan base.
Well, they got Josh Allen.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah.
It's funny how that works.
Very likable.
Hey, speaking of all that, we've got Eric Wood, Bills radio analyst, good friend of mine, and going to join us, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about what they just did to the Jets and going forward on this short week where they may have a couple guys out. I'll tell you, one guy might not play is Matt Milano, and Matt Milano, when he's not injured, is really good. Really good against the Dolphins. Good against everybody, actually, at linebacker. So We'll get updated with all that and the running game and everything else. They have a really good offensive line. It seems like the same five guys play every game, every year. Like, they're back, same five guys. And we just have not been that lucky. We're sitting here already with a backup right guard and a backup right tackle. Did not take long at all for that to happen. Hey, we got something else going on, man, that's going to be big Saturday night. The Canes and the Gators. College game day is going to be here. Listen, man, I think more than any other show, those guys coming out is just huge. I friggin' love watching that show on Saturday morning. I do. And I got to tell you, man, they added McAfee and Nick Saban. It's been great. All these different personnel. You agree, Woody? Are you with me on that, or you don't like? I'm not saying you like everybody, but
it's good. That's one of the better shows they have, if not the best show on ESPN.
And McAfee's got a huge personality, but it is, listen, he's made for those kids. I mean, he is great throwing out a couple $100,000.
Well, college football is easy to do shows because the fans are all into it, right? Yes. Everyone's nuts about it. Everybody
hopes that show. When they took that thing to Cal last year, when UM played Cal Berkeley, that was like the biggest thing to happen in that school, man. That was like huge having those guys out there.
Anyone show up? I don't remember it.
I think they did. I think they had a big crowd. We got all the guys that stopped studying for a while. They agreed to take a couple hours off from studying.
That
and
was
stuff.
A game that was like in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah. Late night. But having that thing back down there. When was the last time they were down there? Is that Notre Dame or Virginia? What was it?
Yeah, it must have been, right? Maybe the Mark Richt era.
Is that? It could have been that year.
I don't think it was here last year. What that was last year.
I think you get up that morning and that show's on. It just really gets you going. They're gonna have great guests and then those guys, man, they all compliment each other. The whole group. Some people thought McAfee's personality's too strong for the other people. I don't think so. They all seem to get along. I don't know, Dez, all those guys, I think, just the whole great. Herbie's doing the game. Kirk Herbstreit's going to do it. We got Kirk Herbstreit for two games this week. How about that? He's doing Thursday night football. He'll be up in Buffalo, and then he's jumping on a plane. I'll bet he's going on a private plane. Maybe I'll see if he wants to go on his private plane back here. And then he's got his show down here on Saturday, and then got the call that night at Hard Rock Stadium. I think it's going to be a good game, man. I do. I think it's going to be a really good game. And I know the Gators turned it over. Quarterback turned it over five times in the last game. They had a horrible, horrible loss. They had to do almost everything wrong to beat USF. But the Canes made sure it didn't happen to them. Maybe that was the best thing to happen, is USF beating the Gators, because it got the attention of Mario Cristobal and that coaching staff and those players, because they played their ass off last week against South Florida. And now we're just looking for another one here. Another one going, man. Florida, bye week, Florida State, and here we go.
So here's the last time it was here, Joe, was November 11th, 2017. That was the last time it was in Coral Gables. That was the Notre Dame game, 41-8. They were also down here September 26, 2020, but they did that from Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, but nobody goes. That's a tough group to get out there for that. I think they realized it's got to be in Coral Gables, right? With all
this one is. Yeah, this one's on campus. I wonder if that season was maybe the COVID season. Is that possible?
Maybe you're right.
I'm not sure off the top of my head here, but yeah, it was the Notre Dame. November 11, 2017 was the last time. And I remember it was on campus and people were nuts over it. And I'm sure they will be again here.
That is just great. Get up, see it on your campus.
9 a.m. to noon. Yep.
Just so cool. With all the other games kick off. And then the big show that night, man, at Hard Rock Stadium. So
this will be the ninth time Miami has served as a host school for college game day. The Canes are 7-1 in the previous eight games.
All right.
There's your stat.
Well, let's do it again. Hey, I got to ask you, is Carson Beck been as good as you thought? Well, I know we got to go to break here. I'm going to catch a 9 o'clock
guy. I think he's been exactly what I thought he would be.
Really?
Yeah. You?
He's been better than I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be good, man.
I should have known, Ward, but before the following year, everybody said he's going to be one of the top guys. hey, I don't think from everybody I've seen play so far, he's outplayed the kid in Clemson.
He has been the best quarterback in the country.
Been really good. I don't know what you think of the guy in LSU.
The best team in the country so far, if you look at their body of work.
Everybody loves the guy in LSU, and you know, I don't know enough about who's around you and all that stuff, but
that thing was a mess, that LSU thing.
He looks good though, man. He is fits in, and
he was good at Georgia though, man. Like, he's not a pushover.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know why people expected this to be like a, you know, major drop off.
Well, he got ripped. He got bad mouthed to death.
That's because those fans are very mean spirited.
Yeah,
those SEC fans.
All right, hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Time to tell you about something real special, Cliggies. Man, I got to tell you right now, if you are thinking about a golf cart, I mean the family golf cart. I'm talking about the community golf cart to get around, lit up, everything you could want on it, really making it fun, especially if you want something up on your neighbor. Well, I'll tell you what, Cliggies carts are unbelievable, featuring Royal EV golf carts, coolest golf carts in America today. They are all electric, featuring 48 and 72 volt lithium battery options, designed and engineered to be a leader in quality and safety with aluminum frames. Safety, as in kids, you don't have to worry about when you're not around doing something crazy. They just got great safety features. You won't worry about that. Aluminum frames, no rust. Adjustable front seat in all 6 seat models, which is something nobody else offers. So if you're a big, tall person, hey, make that slide. No problem at all. Hey, they'll do them up in colors of your choice, favorite team colors, sound bars, LED lighting. These things are fully loaded with everything you could ever want. I call them Cliggies carts, the coolest carts in South Florida. Hey, they're located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. I bring it up because if you get a chance, you can go to their website and I'll give it to you, but you need to go to the showroom and take one for a test drive. Get exactly what you want. And then have it delivered. They'll deliver it for free anywhere in South Florida for you. I'm telling you, man, they are special. 877 Cliggies, Kliggys, or visit CliggiesCarts.com. That's CliggiesCarts.com. Check it out, man. They're slashing prices right now. They are so darn cool. $1,000, you can either get $1,000 off or 0% financing. Cliggies will deliver free to anywhere in South Florida. Before you purchase somewhere else, make sure you stop by Cliggies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.